in praise to glorify your holy name, in thanksgiving and gratitude for all the many blessings in our lives. We come to you on bended knee to give thanks for prayers that we understand as answered in our mind and our hearts. But Lord, we give prayers or thanksgiving for the prayers that we don't understand how they will be answered, or we don't understand how you have answered them so far. For your ways are not our ways, O Lord, but thy will, not our will, be done, O Lord. You have heard many prayers this day for ones who have had surgery, ones who have are anticipating surgery, for our new babies and children, and for adults and youth. You've heard our prayers for those of us who are going and coming, and you know every move, every step, every breath that we take. We ask, O Lord, that you hold each and every one in your tender mercy and your tender care. We ask, O Lord, your strength and courage for the days that we're not sure we can make it through. We ask, O Lord, for your wisdom and kindness and generosity, that we might show it to those who just need a kind word or action, thought in their lives. We give you thanks, O Lord, that we can come to you in prayer to lift up our community, for those who are suffering, for those who are going through trying times of the loss of a house, the loss of a loved one, the failing of a marriage, the loss of a job. We lift up in praise, O Lord, your loving care over each and every one of them, and that as we meet them, that we are able to be an instrument of comfort to them and give them your divine hope that you are present with them, that you love them, and that you will provide, and they shall make it through. We ask, O Lord, your guiding mercies and wisdom upon the leaders in our nation and our nation, that we might feel the presence of your love and know your love, and that all decisions might be made in care of all and in care of your creation, which we forget that you have given us dominion over. Not to dominate, but to care, for it is yours, O Lord, and not ours. We ask that you watch over the children of the world, for there are so many that are orphaned and abandoned. There are so many that suffer in sickness and silence, the innocent of our world. Give those of us who are grown and mature your wisdom to love generously. As you are in us, may we be in you, and as your Son Christ is in you, may we feel and know the presence of Christ in us and through us. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And hear our prayers now for those that we call by name. For Brenda Rice, Bill Rice, Gina Most, Sarah Hall, Glenna Joy Graham, Virginia Lee Morris, Jim Newhart, Reverend Robert Phillips, Sandra Turner, Tom Billings, Mary Jo Hammond, Jack Hammond, Sarah and Sean Galilean, Aiden Russell, Mike Caravelle, Carly Sue Williams, Ashley Shoemaker, John Patster, Mary Morris, Ronald Bob Howell, Linda Hanna, Jennifer Edgel, Monica Long, Rick Williams, Sally Jackson, Lucy Roberts, Gabriel Kayetta, Chuck Henning, Donna Beery, Gloria Jean West Godwin, Mitch Clift, Danny Olam, Bob LaCrone, Isla Forney, Cecile Waters, Bill Hogue, Sherry and Dalton Patterson, Joe Fetty, Mike Hines, Charlotte Schuerman, Linda Andrews, and all who ask us to pray, O Lord, hear the prayers of our hearts. Don't want the pens. All right. Prayers for Mick tomorrow. He's going to be put under, and they'll decide if they're going to recast his arm or if they're going to put pens in. So, our prayers. Mick. Donald Young. Donald and Angel Young had a fire this morning in their home, and it looks as though they may have lost everything, so keep them. You said they had three children? Three children, so they will have a need. Mark. Okay. Prayers. Glenn Griffin. Wants to be held in prayer. Oh, he has? All right. He has been here to church before. So he seeks our prayers for him. And they will be given.
We have a new nephew. He's home and everything's fine. His name's
Colson. Colson? Colson, new nephew, home and well. And so is mom?
Yeah.
Good.
We have a niece that's having some trouble. She had some surgery and they nicked her rectum. And so
Prayers for your niece as well. Stephanie? Courtney is home and well. Some of you may have known she went down to Marietta Hospital last week and Sunday and had a little strep infection, and she's back well to her ornery self. And how is mother? How's Betsy? You're worn out. I was just saying, how are the grandparents doing? So she's well. So thanks be to God. Tomorrow. Oh, I hadn't heard that. All right, Traveling Mercies for the Kleins. Yeah, when I looked at it, I'm like, wait a minute, you weren't supposed to be here today. They had 15 inches of snow where they're traveling, and on a day when it's starting to get humid in Ohio, so they're going to try to leave tomorrow. And I am thankful for the participation of Cheyenne and Connell and Kevin. I think it's just wonderful as we mentor our youth and new generations coming up in the church. So I'm thankful for their participation as our acolytes and coming to get our offering as our ushers. What other prayers?
You said about birthdays this week?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it is. Eight. Connell, you're going to be eight, right? And you're going to be 18? haven't sung happy birthday in a while.
I think we should
too. Okay, well, we'll do a God bless you in there. Oh, yeah, definitely. Good. Mike Hines, who's on our prayer list, he was the one that had been shot, and they thought he was going to be completely paralyzed from the neck down, but he's got some movement in his right hand, which would assist him in working the wheelchair. So we will continue to keep Mike in our prayers. Any others? Any others? Let us prepare our hearts for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you on bended knee. Now it is scary for us. We want our church, well, we just want it to stay comfortable. We know what to expect on Sunday mornings. We know how our worship would go, but that's probably part of the biggest problem. We look at it as our church, not the Lord's church. And in our heart of hearts, we really do kind of just wish that, well, God would just leave well enough alone. We have a nice, comfortable worship service. We, like I said, know what to expect. But sometimes, truthfully, we're almost wishing that God would leave bad enough alone because we become so comfortable that we can become complacent. We really don't need any rushing winds to come through here, no tongues of fire, no flames landing on us. But that is just not the way the Holy Spirit moves. And so deep in our hearts, we know that something more is getting ready to happen. We know that just as these disciples, the apostles, were about to grow in their faith, that we are called to grow in our faith. You are about to receive power, divine dynamite. And when the Spirit of God blasts through our world, it blows down our uncomfortable walls. It blows down our walls of uncertainty, our walls of anxiety, our walls of frustration, our walls of fear. Divine power is about to come to us on Pentecost Day. And this divine power is going to huff and puff and blow our lives and our houses to we don't know where. Literally or metaphorically, we hope not literally. But we don't know. But the divine houses of our lives are going to be rebuilt by the Spirit of God. Divine dynamite. Put on your crash helmets, fasten your seat belts, hold tight to your cushy pillow, and pray, pray, pray. The Holy Spirit is on the way. It will soon be Pentecost Day every day. Alleluia, alleluia, amen. Our next hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, number 302. To bring your prayers of intercession, your prayers of thanksgiving, praise, your prayers before one another and God. Ashley. AA battery or a little 9-volt battery. It is a power that's something like a nuclear blast. An atomic bomb. It's absolutely explosive in our life, and it's going to shake us to the very core this Pentecost day, this Holy Spirit that's coming. And remember the story as Jesus comes into the lives of these disciples. He tells them to do what? Go to Jerusalem and wait. Okay, you're telling us this power is coming to our lives, and yet you tell us to just go and sit and wait. But while they wait for that Holy Spirit to come, they pray because they are convinced and they know that they have a mission to fulfill. Jesus has told them to go spread the word from Jerusalem to Samaria, Judea, all the earth. But wait! Don't leave Jerusalem yet. They pray. They think about these last days when Jesus was tortured, murdered on the Roman cross. They think about how he rose in 3 days and how profound it was to even believe that. And then he appears to them and they share a meal with him yet again. And they continue to pray, waiting in Jerusalem. For 10 days from the day that he ascended into heaven, they're praying. Of course, they have no idea how long they're going to be waiting, but they keep praying to receive that power, that divine dynamite. Think about it for a moment. Imagine us coming to church one day, maybe not on Sunday, maybe it's an evening service, a prayer service, and all of you are here sitting, and for that entire hour, we do nothing but pray. Would all of you show up for that prayer service to pray for a whole hour? I wonder. You might have some other things that really have to get done. But here they are. Imagine it. Now imagine yourselves sitting here for 10 days, 24 hours a day, that's 240 hours, praying and waiting for this divine power, this divine dynamite. Well, after this marathon of prayer, that Holy Spirit shows up. As they've been reverently sitting there with their eyes closed, suddenly they look up because they hear this rush of wind. They see tongues as of flames of fire. People are speaking different languages. They're wondering what in the world is going on. They're speaking so loud that outside on the streets, a crowd begins to come up. And the crowd is beginning to wonder what's going on because, after all, they can understand them. If any of you have ever traveled to a different country and you finally meet someone who can speak English, you go racing to them. And so all these different people that have come into Jerusalem from with different languages and different dialects are hearing someone speak in tongues that they speak. Well, and what does the crowd say? You know what? They must be schnockered. This has got to be a party. They are drunk. Listen to the way they're talking. We can't even understand some of them. But Peter comes racing out and overlooks this crowd, and he says, "We're not drunk. It's 9 o'clock in the morning." And he says to them, "These are the words directly from God that were spoken through the prophet Joel," because he knows these are devout Jews. He doesn't just say the words that Jesus said to them. He tells them, go back to the prophets that we heard and have heard throughout the teachings of all our life. "I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. I will show wonders in the heavens and on earth. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." These people were amazed as he repeated these words of the prophet back to them. And then Peter continued on, and he said, "Now listen to the words of Jesus, that Jesus said to you that you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea," as he told them the story of Judea, of Jesus. And he told them that they are about to fulfill what has happened. He tells them about the wondrous life of Jesus. He tells them about his death, his resurrection. He tells them that if they repent of their sins, they will be forgiven all their sins through the power of this Jesus Christ, whom they have known and been taught by and are witnessing for. And what happened that day? 3,000 people joined the church. It was a divine explosion. Things will not remain the same. And bless the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, that they may be acceptable to you this day. And all our reflections and meditations upon your word as we go forth, your disciples. We pray this in the name of your Son, our Savior, our risen Lord, Jesus the Christ. Amen. You will receive power. That's a pretty scary thing. Kind of wondering what power, but that's what we're told in Acts, that Jesus has said to his disciples. We heard it in Scripture, you will receive power. This motley crew, this ragtag group of people that scattered that one fateful day, will receive power. Not a threat, not just a, well, maybe this will happen, but a promise from the risen Lord that you are about to receive power and things are going to change. And again, I'm sure there's a little piece of them that's hoping that this change might be some political change. Remember, they're living under Roman rule and oppression. But that's just not going to be the change that they're looking for. It's not the promise of a new kingdom on earth, but divine power to make something happen. And we are about to celebrate the day of that power coming. Our Holy Spirit candle is unlit this day as we sit here today in anticipation a week from now when we will celebrate that day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came upon those believers and will come upon us yet again, not the first time. And we, as they were, will be sent on a mission to change the world in the name of our risen Savior. Now, most of us just can't imagine the church existing without the power of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit among us. And yet, when you come right down to it, we kind of wonder if we can really live with this Spirit, this power, this holy dynamite, this divine dynamite that is about to come into our lives. Karen, Reverend Karen Binford and myself attended a speaker's presentation up at Bethany College about a month ago, and it was done by Bonnie Thurston on the Lord's Prayer. And she said, you know, when we come into church, we ought to have on crash helmets, and we ought to be sitting in our pews and buckling our seatbelts, because this is a holy place where the Holy Spirit is alive and moving through us. And what does that Spirit want? That Spirit is coming in to upset the orderliness of our lives, those places where we are comfortable. And that just flat out makes us a little bit nervous. What is this Holy Spirit doing among us and through us? And rightfully so, when you kind of think about it, as us good Presbyterians. I mean, we've jokingly heard that they call us the frozen chosen, or that we like to do things very neat and orderly. We like things in a certain pattern. We have, after all, a book of order to follow that we can refer to. And when you tend to think of this Holy Spirit, you know, sometimes it conjures up visions of, well, some of these guys that you see, or women that you see on TV, and they're praising God, and their hands are in the air, and they're waving, and they're shouting, and they're doing an altar call, and people are running down front to have somebody lay hands on them for a healing. They've got catchers to catch them when they go falling backwards, when they stand for the first time. And yet some of these healers, well, have reputations as being charlatans. We're quite wary, and probably rightfully so, of what is really happening there. And sometimes we even let people convince us that, well, if we're not practicing our faith in that same manner, that, well, there's just something wrong with us, that the Holy Spirit isn't moving among us. Well, that's just not so. The Holy Spirit does move in us and through us. Holy Spirit, divine dynamite, is about to come. And here is a note of this power. You will receive power that is interesting to think about. The Greek, the root of that Greek word is similar to the same root of our word that we have for, or the word we have, dynamite. The same power. You see, Jesus isn't going to just give them a power that's sort of like a responsive psalm this morning. Is Psalm 97 on page 639. Psalm 97. Nope. Did I see? I did. 659. 659. 659. Psalm 97. I will read the odd number verses if you would read the even, and we'll read the last verse together. God, the supreme ruler. The Lord is king, earth be glad. Rejoice, you islands of the seas. Fire goes in front of him and burns up his enemies around him. The hills melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. Everyone who worships idols is put to shame. All the gods bow down before the Lord. Lord Almighty, you are ruler of all the earth. You are much greater than all the gods.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. He protects the lives of his people. He rescues them from the power of the wicked.
Light shines on the righteous and gladness on the good. All you that are righteous, be glad because of what the Lord has done. Remember what the holy God has done. And give thanks to him. Our next reading is actually, we're going to have two gospel readings. The first gospel reading will be the gospel according to John, chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, and are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. Father, I desire also that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. And our second gospel reading this morning is found in the gospel according to Luke, Luke 24, beginning at verse 44. Luke 24, beginning at verse 44. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are my witnesses of these things." And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. These are the words of our Lord. May God add a blessing to his reading of this word. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, as you bless this reading, bless our ears and its hearing. What do you believe about God's claim on your life? How do you perceive the Holy empowering you? Here are a few minutes to consider the baggage that weighs you down and impedes your inner peace, as well as your participation and discipleship in society. Let us confess our sin, our turning from God's love, praying together, saying, Loving God, you have shown yourself to us in Jesus, perfect in every way, compassionate and kind, faithful and loving, gracious, hospitable, open, while you direct us to follow in his way and embrace the qualities that marked his life. We confess that we have stumbled and fallen. Our sins are real, and they are many. Have mercy on us. Forgive our failings. Encourage us to start again, trusting that what we have seen in Jesus is true, and nothing, not even sin, can separate us from your love. Amen. A time of silent reflection and prayer. Amen. Hear the good news. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross that we might be dead to sin and alive to all that is good. I declare to you in the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Live in the fullness of God's grace. Amen. All honor and praise to God. Let us pray. God Most High, reigning in glory, send down your spirit of wisdom to shine in your heavenly word, so that we may worship you with joy, continually blessing in your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading is from Acts this morning, but it is going to be from Acts 1, 1 through 11, and that can be found on page 157 in the Pew Bible. 157. Acts 1, 1 through 11. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." That was lovely. Amen. Please rise in body and spirit and heart and soul. Let us join in our call to worship. We have come to worship God, the ground of our being and the rock of our salvation. We have come as Christians in the name of Christ, the head of the church, our way, our truth, our life. We come to wait upon the Spirit at work in our lives and in the life of the world. As the body of Christ, let us gather to worship. As the body of Christ, let us go forth to serve. Let us pray, and this is a responsive prayer. Ascending Christ, seated at the right hand of God, you reign celestial and supreme. Yet here on earth, your words are still spoken, your presence still felt, your way still traveled. Hallowed be your name in heaven, followed be your name on earth. You have ascended beyond our vision and further than the limits of our minds. No longer restricted to one place, we meet you in all places. Hallowed be your name in heaven, followed be your way on earth. We give you thanks that now we have an advocate in heaven, one who understands our human frailties and intercedes on our behalf. Hallowed be your name in heaven, followed be your name on earth. Amen. Our first hymn is hymn number 271, Rejoice Ye Pure in Heart. And Thursday was the day of Ascension, the Ascension of our Lord. And so I'm actually going to be changing some scriptures, but this day is a movement of that Ascension as we prepare for Pentecost next week. Our opening hymn, Rejoice Ye Pure in Heart. Here are our call to confession this seventh Sunday in Easter. Our words and our behaviors declare the beliefs that motivate us. Where are you read again, Sarah? It is the birth of the church through the power of the Holy Spirit. The parish picnic is June 6th, so know that that is coming upon us out at Ruble Park. And also, I forgot to make an announcement last week. Session, help me with details if I lose some. The session met and decided to take the recommendation of the Finance Committee regarding the purchasing and trading in of Clavinovas to acquire the newer Clavinova. They took the recommendation from the Finance Committee to use memorial money, because we've had money in the memorial fund for quite some time. That didn't come out of my mouth quite right. Betty Weber's family had also given a gift to the church. It was sent directly to me as discretionary to be used in new possibilities, new ministries, and this... Who did I say? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Betty, you're still alive and well and with us, so don't think you're getting out of here early. You're staying here the whole time. Yes, Bonnie Weber's family. Ah, and you know, see, I do this all the time too. Delvin and Delbert. I've never known a Delvin, and I've never known a Delbert. And so, with Frank and I having a having a Delvin, and him having a Delbert, I all the time I just get I call him Delvin, I call you Delbert, and I have to. So just know your name isn't the only one that I goof up on. Luann, and my husband has a sister, Leanne. Oy. And I'm getting old. I just goof things up. Watch it. So, the next thing is, besides that money that we have from the Finance Committee, and that was accepted by the session, is if you would like to gift money to this new ministry and this new being within our body of Christ, you may gift money. We also had another anonymous gift that was given, also part in with the organ, as well as to the Klavanova. And that gift was anonymous, wasn't it? Okay. If it's not, that person will let us know. We're also probably going to be looking then at some fundraising, which is an opportunity for us to be church together and laugh and have fun and eat and share a meal. So just know that that's where we are in our life here. Any other announcements? Presbyterian women will meet at Shirley's house the 18th. That's Tuesday, 7 o'clock. And she always has really good food. Tim is nodding. The newest member of the Presbyterian women, Tim Dolan. You break through those barriers. Go for it. Well, and where am I going to be Tuesday? Tiny's house. Any other announcements? You have to remind me. Front page, page one, in the beginning. Jesus prayed. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. Let us worship God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. No, you know why? Because I put a new one in, and that's as far as in. Because you've got a brand new one in there, so you won't run out. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a good morning. We have many things today, just always something new and exciting going on. This is beautiful. Oh, come smell those flowers. They are absolutely exquisite. God's creation is exquisite among us this morning. We have a lot of announcements. And there goes more horses. If you want to run to the window, go now. Everybody's looking out the windows at the wagon train. So go ahead, kids, run to the window. There's a wagon train. Go ahead, look. I've got announcements. Go ahead, run. You don't want to look? Go, Cheyenne, go look at the horses. I can hear them. There they go. They're clippy-cloppeting. Look at, aren't they beautiful? They're black horses, the Percherons. So those of you that are worshiping at home with us, we welcome you, and just know that everybody's looking out the windows right now at the wagon train that's going by in town. I don't usually do this. I don't know why. I've never thought to do it till now. Today's the 16th. This week, birthdays. Jared Hamilton, Joshua Forney, Connell McBurney, Allison Dietz, and Jack Hammond. We have no anniversaries this week, though. But last week, it was Jack and Mary Jo Hammond's anniversary. The week before that, Joyce Marple had a birthday. Claudine Roberts and Jim Henning had a birthday. And that's it so far. But just a hint, next week, Jacob Forney has a birthday, and John Nenstel has a birthday. Okay, let's move on and upward. This coming Sunday, the 23rd, really important day. Open it up on your calendar if there's any way possible. At 2:30, come out to Swiss Hills Career Center. This is going to be a meeting, our continued gathering and conversation with our church and the PCUSA and the UCC. This meeting is for every member. Please come. It is to just discuss future possibilities. And if nothing else, it's a wonderful conversation. And it's great for us to come to the table as church and just express where we are and where we feel called and struggles and concerns and possibilities. The schedule for the day, 2:30, dessert and drinks and a time of fellowship. And from 3 to 4, a time of conversation regarding our ministry and mission for the future and our four churches, or all of our churches. If you plan to attend and can bring a dessert to share, buy it at the store, home make it, whichever you can do, that would be great. But you do not have to bring a dessert to enjoy some sweets and to come to the discussion. So know that. If you're thinking, I can't come because I don't have any food to bring, there will be plenty of food without your food. So come, God will provide. You are robustly urged to come. This is the future of our church, of God's church, and all our churches in the community. Buchanan Session will be meeting at Tiny's house. Thursday, if you need to relax and de-stress, the Village Drummers will be drumming in the Fellowship Hall for fun. Remember, if your heart beats, you can drum for fun. You do not have to know how to drum to join us. Just come listen and relax.
How long will that last?
An hour.
Because we have a meeting
of drum. Okay, we drum for an hour. Your craft group?
Yeah, we're supposed to meet at 2, but we're having dinner, so
we're on the wrong. Okay, yeah, we're long out of there. We only drum for an hour. And if we ever need to change the place, we can. Yeah, come early. Thank you, Dick. Come early and drum, and then you'll be totally relaxed for your gathering in the afternoon. Thursday, that same day at 4 o'clock at St. Paul's, the Suicide Prevention Coalition meeting will be happening. Again, this meeting is for anyone and everyone who believes that this is a vital issue of concern within our community, which affects many people and families that we know and care about and love. So please come to that as well. Next Sunday is also Pentecost. Wear red. Wear your red again, Betty. Okay? Wear red.
Eternal life to bring that lives a death may die. Round him the
Life is not a dead end. It is a surprising journey to God. Say yes to life. Laugh each day and unwind the threads of the world. See our divine unity. Notice new life around each corner. Make new dreams and cultivate a glad heart. Alleluia. Alleluia. Christ lives. And now let us pray as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us not our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Jesus came and went about blessing and healing. We can take our divinely inspired gifts, our offerings of money, our resources of time, all we are, to spread goodness, hope, and Christ's love in the world. Let us gather our gifts now. Let us pray together, saying, In every language, in every voice, arms waving or sitting silently, reciting familiar words of the liturgy or speaking in tongues, we are one in offering to you the first fruits of our labors, the best of our energy, the heart of our desire to be your people and serve your will. Receive our offering today, and not ours alone, but the gifts that come from the hands of believers everywhere. Amen. Thank you. Let's sit that right there. As we leave here, we will greet one another. As we leave here, we will look all around us for signs of divine creativity. As we leave here, we will look around for the invisible Christ. As we leave here, we will look down for the darkness and shadows that are ours to walk through. As we leave here, We will rejoice in the mysteries of resurrection and ascension. Let it be so. Our closing hymn, number 264, Crown Him with Many Crowns.